Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight.
Hello and welcome to a Monday edition of the Weekly Conversation. Thank you so much for tuning in. I took the week off last week. I was so busy. I was doing so much and we got Thanksgiving. And, of course, I called up my buddy at Gilliland Motors. I'm like, I need an oil change. Can I come in Wednesday? And he goes, if you want to drop it off, we can get it done. Probably we're so slammed. I'm like, okay, now I totally spaced it that it was gonna be Wednesday was the day before Thanksgiving. He goes, does Monday work? I'm like, way better. Cool. So I dropped it off and I went walking. I went into this Indian market. It's like all this Indian stuff. I mean, they have like Grand Marcel. I mean, I just seriously don't want to be like a retard because I'm like a culinary nerd in there. But I'm like, what is all this stuff? Because there's tons of things I've never even heard of. Oh, and that like some sort of like, it's like this thing that's like rice flour, but like all these things are just like what they use. So it's like, it is not in a gluten-free dedicated facility, but they make like a rice flour and make all kinds of weird. They had like a mustard oil. I'm going to look up what that's for because it's like for external use only. It's not like, you know, so I don't know if it's for medicine or what. But yeah, it was really cool. I'm always fascinated by like, and they have all these like, they have like the ramen noodle, but it's like the Indian version, you know, like with all their spices and stuff. It's like, man, too bad because I love ramen noodles, but they're usually made with gluten because I can get them once in a while, like the Asian ones or the rice ones. Oh, they're so good. Oil change and I'm back. Everything's good. That is always good. I'm going to tell you some stories here coming up. So, but Monday, I want to get into this. A Guatemalan man was found in the landing gear when it landed. Yeah, they're trying to escape. Yeah, these people that are coming here to the border, you know, I mean, we're banning travel from, you know, our racist president is banning travel from Africa in like six countries, but, you know, and what, you know, whatever, you know. Trump tries to do it to save Americans and ban travel from terrorist countries. And like, you can't do that. That's not constitutional. You can't ban travel. Biden does it, and it's like, oh, praise him. He's trying to save Americans. You can't make this crap up. I mean, heck, Joe Biden was on the podium today speaking with Christmas tree behind her because I guess Biden can't talk anymore. I guess he's so far gone. Not that he was ever there, but, you know, it just goes to show you they're not escaping that country to come here to have that crap. See, I think what it is people were hurt by Trump's tweets. And they wanted someone that wasn't a Trumper. But they didn't want this. I think a lot of people didn't like Trump for some, I don't know why, but they didn't expect this. They didn't want communism, which is what they were going to get. You know, you have two choices. I mean, what do you expect to get when the dictator-in-chief on day one goes, America First is gone? If you live in Russia and Putin says, we're not going to put Russia first, you should say, okay, then who's going to come first, you know? If he says, like, the Russian people are not going to come first, bells need to go off in your head, and you're like, hey, what the heck, what does that mean? Groups of looters ransacked shopping centers and retailers around the country throughout Thanksgiving week, and especially in the Bay Area because, yeah, they have all, you know, so I can remember in Pennsylvania and Philadelphia where they were ordering people to take down their bulletproof glass. Yeah, that bulletproof glass, that promotes violence. Hello, my name is Ahan. I have a convenience store here on the 7th Street in Philadelphia, and I put up the bulletproof glass after I was robbed and shot at. Yes, I did not put the bulletproof. So if there was no bulletproof glass there and I get shot at and get robbed, how is it promoting violence? Yes, the problem we have is we have the bulletproof glass promotes people to shoot up, and yeah, the last thing I'm going to do is, yeah, it'd be like saying, okay, yeah, you got a fully armed guy, and you're going to stop. Yes, because you have AR-15 and two sawed-off shotguns in the back of your behind the counter, you're promoting violence. No. If that dude had that stuff, I'm not going to rob the dude. I'm going to be like, I'm hanging out at this place. I'm shopping here, man, because I know I'm safe. Because I guarantee you, he goes to the range, he knows what he's doing, and he's going to protect his business and me. He's got my money. Don't worry, folks, just defund the police. It's okay. We're just going to go defund the police, but don't worry. I'm okay with defunding the police because, you know, I've got, like, Secret Service protection, and, you know, I'm a governor, and I got armed protection on. It's okay for me. Don't worry, in Nantucket, why was Joe Biden in a place that requires face masks when he didn't have one on? Well, the Biden administration and Joe Biden, he recommend, I got to get into that. That's, of course, you got Maxine Waters, the racist, pushing that all Democrats display racism at all times. That's the Democrats. Said Republicans, but, you know, okay, they're Maxine Waters. Then why did your non-racist president ban black people from coming into this country from Africa? He banned travel from there. Yeah, I think it's with Democrats. It's because his approval rating's like 30-some percent or even lower, but like his approval rating on average is 41.6%, and that's among Democrats. I have so much I'm going to get into, so don't forget this. Colossians 1, verse 13. For he has rescued us from the kingdom of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his dear son. Think about that as you're going through your day-to-day. And of course, my wife had like a low tire, and I forget that it's my wife. Because like my sister will be like, I got a low tire, what do I do? And there's like 28 pounds of pressure, you know, like the low tire light comes on, like the low tire pressure thing comes on. You know, so my wife is like, when she says it, it's like on the rim. It's not like when my sister says it, it's like the low tire pressure light comes on. There's like still 20-some pounds, like 28 pounds of pressure, you know. And if that light hadn't come on, she wouldn't have known. You know, and it's just like, okay, can you, and like, just slowly drive it here. I can't. And I'm like, oh, that's when she kind of got my ear a little bit, that's when I'm like, oh. In my head, I'm like, that's not my sister. Yeah, my sister would be screwed because my sister would be like, she could drive it because it's just low on air, not like out of air. So we call up the insurance company, like, yeah, we need the insurance. We want we need roadside assistance. Well, thank you. I can help you. And what is your name? And what is your policy number? And he was just, they were not American. I don't know what they were, but they're not American. They tried to help, you know, and they're like, well, you will get a text or a call back when we know the provider and the time of arrival. Hour and a half goes by. I haven't gotten a text or anything. It's been like an hour and a half. I'm sitting here. And finally, God was looking after us, and the cops come, like the second time. Because the first time we were just calling, and the second time the cops, like, call them back and cancel the tow truck. I've got one. I'm going to get one started immediately. They will be here in probably 20 minutes. Cancel them, and if they refuse to cancel, because no one's been here, even though it's been like an hour and a half, if they don't cancel it, you don't get your money back. I'll handle the phone call, because they have to, because no... And, yeah, what it is most tow truck companies, like, when it comes to, like, insurance, they have, like, a preferred provider. And this is the one they use. And if you got a 10-minute wait with one provider and they can be here in 20 minutes and you got one that's 5 hours, well, the one they use is a 5-hour wait. Well, you got to wait 5 hours. But, yeah, God was good. Got, like, 4 hours of sleep, care of, and stuff, and... you know, and then like Friday, we're like, what's going on? And yeah, we got the car because like it was over Thanksgiving. So wife had to take me to work and stuff and got my, Yeah, so she took me and then she had to get up super early and it was all, it all worked. It's all God, you know. You know, she had a client that kind of got hurt and was weak and got hurt and found out that when he went to the hospital because he got hurt a little bit, found out, oh, he's got pneumonia. You know, and, like, they wouldn't have known that until it was probably too way far gone and he'd been, like, really sick. But it's just one of those things that you do. And that, that you look into and you sit there and go, okay, wait a minute here, let's do this. And so many people don't think about, like, and that's the problem. So many people don't look at stuff like that. God worked. I mean, a Guatemalan man was found in the landing gear when plane arrives at Florida. I mean, this is dangerous. I mean, so he's on the landing gear holding on as a plane lands. Don't worry, folks. See, these people coming here, they're just expecting free crap because that's what they're promised. But they know what they're, they know what they're, they know what they're going to get from this country compared to another country. They know they came, you know. It, we live in this world where so this has shown me that people don't want to, people don't want anything. People don't want to sit there and not everyone, but there's a majority of people that just want a free handout. They don't want to sit there and build something and say, look what I made. Yeah, I got a, granted it's a kit out of China that you get and you can, you know, you get to sand it and do all this stuff and you're going to make your own guitar. And it's kind of, it's cool because I did like a prototype kind of, because now you can get them, now you can, I mean, they're not cheap, but you can get like $300, you can get $300-$400 kits where it's not like a veneer where the top is actually like a solid, like piece of maple, like a half inch thick piece of maple, you know, you can get them with way better pickups and, you know, and stuff like that. I got Wilkinson's. I think they're just, they're Wilkinson humbuckers that just have like a Chinese name or, you know, whatever. It's probably what they are. Not bad, but, you know, it's just like, hey, you know, you can get them now with way better pots. You can get some of them where like especially like the Gibson one, the Fender ones and stuff like with like a lot pre-wired. So you don't have to do a lot of soldering like I did with everything. And I'm like, okay, do I want to wire it like a vintage? Which I did, you know, when you read why is a vintage, yeah, there's benefits to having both, like, you can't really do the both, you know, but it's just, you know, but like, these looters that were looting and stuff, and like, especially in San Francisco, these liberal places, don't worry, folks, it's okay, it's Thanksgiving. Let's give thanks to the store that and the Democrats that allow us to break into these stores and not have anything really happen to us. Thank you. It's sad. No one wants to earn anything. Oh, it's free. Like those people, we're getting the money. We're getting the money. Where are you getting it? Obama's getting it. Where's he getting it? I don't know, but we're getting the money. Oh, we're getting a free house. Well, you're getting it, I don't know, but we're getting a free house, and then you find out that they evicted your mom and threw her out in the street, and then you're acquiring her home, and then you, what? That address, man, my mama lives there. Not now, we threw her out. There's your free home. Congratulations. You wouldn't be too happy. You wouldn't be singing some happy-go-lucky song then, would you? No, you wouldn't be singing. But that's how these people are in this country. Oh, yeah. Everything is free. Everything is, oh, don't worry, I'm just going to loot and trash. Who cares? I'm just going to steal. I don't want to earn anything. And go back to normal? No, I want to collect a check. Because if we go back to normal, this child tax credit and all the stuff I'm getting, no, where's the next variant? Keep it going. I'm going to keep, no, I'm scared. You wonder how many people are legitimately scared and how many are just trying to milk it to try to keep this thing going, to try to keep getting money. We got 4 days, and the government ran out of money in 4 days. Good. Good. Let them learn how to. I try to figure out how to pay bills all the time with no money. Okay, how am I gonna? Hopefully, I can keep paying like $10 and keep not taking. I don't know, man. Yeah, I don't have a printing press at my house. I can just say, okay, yeah, we're gonna. Yeah, first of all, yeah, I'm gonna print more money. Yeah, I gotta pay bills, you know. Honey. You know, we got a printing press here, so you can actually have better care. Oh. Yeah, why don't those politicians try to learn how to pay bills with no money? And you have to decide what you're going to do. Why don't the politicians fund the government for a while? They've got millions. They've got 5 or 6 houses each. And mansions. They've got private Learjets. They've got hundreds of millions in the bank. Why don't they take some of their money and fund these programs? Why don't Nancy Pelosi take her millions and better California? Why don't she sit there and spend million? Why don't she open up her doors to the homeless? Why doesn't she tear down the wall? But I'm Nancy Pelosi, and I'm here. See, I got walls in my house because I have one. Because I can't. I'm Nancy Pelosi. You walls have a border. We need to leave them open so that people can come in. A wall at the border is different than a wall around my house. I know, because I'm Nancy Pelosi. I'm not drunk. This is water, not vodka. I know, because I'm Nancy Pelosi. I know it's not vodka. I know I sound drunk, but that's because I'm having this natural spring water made in the hills of Tennessee by someone named Bootlegger. Now, this is a Bootlegger bio water. It's bio water. It's not. Trust me. I know, because I'm Nancy Pelosi. Oh, we got 4 days. We need to pass this massive spending bill so that we can keep the government going. No. Good. Let the government shut down. Great. Now we'll solve half our problems. Defund the media while you're at it, too. Bye-bye. Defund the media, defund the government. I mean, the government's shutting down. Good. What's the problem? That sounds like a solution to me. I mean, heck, you got Joe Biden caught masking in a Nantucket store requiring face coverings. And, of course, you got the press secretary. Well, the Biden administration fully goes by what the CDC recommended guidelines are, and if a store recommends that you're supposed to wear a mask, then Joe Biden and his administration follow those guidelines while he wasn't wearing a mask. Well, I can't speak to the specifics of what's... No. What do you mean you can't speak? You just told us that Joe Biden follows the rules or whatever. If the store says you're going to wear a mask, you're going to wear a mask. You said that he follows, not there, lie. What makes me so sick is when Jill Biden is reading the kids and stuff at the White House for Christmas. She doesn't have a mask on. She's not social distancing, but kids are with masks on. And what sickens me is those kids. I would have taken that one. Well, why does she not have one? I don't care. I want to hear Joe Biden mummified. I want to hear Joe Biden with a mask on. I want to hear her voice I want to hear her voice. What, I don't care. I will understand. Trust me, I will be able to understand her. She better put a damn mask on. I don't care. I don't care if she's got a mask, whatever. If a kid has, it's called rules for dictators, not for poor peasants. Joe Biden can do whatever he wants to. Oh, well, he supposedly follows CDC. No, Joe Biden's in a Nantucket store that requires masks, but he ain't wearing one. Yeah, it's called rules for me, not for thee. Can't go anywhere in Michigan, but my husband's going to get caught putting a boat on the water. Yeah, rules for me, not for thee. Pretty soon we're going to have a French Revolution because people are getting sick and tired of, look at me, I'm eating crumbs off the floor. And the people in D.C. are having steak and lobster and filet mignon on 24-carat, 5-9s fine gold plates with Wally Don champagne. And Domaine de la Romanée Conti, and you're sitting there like, okay, hon, I've already ran the water through the pantyhose 7 times. That's as clean as I can get it. But it's going to be brown. There's going to be specks in it. If you're going to drink it, yeah, come on. No, eventually, Americans are going to say, hey, you got a $100 million mansion with a 20-foot wall and private everything, but you can't, pretty soon people are going to say, no, sorry. Time to tear down the wall, Pelosi. People are tired of seeing rules for me. Not, I can do whatever I want to because I'm Joseph Biden and China Joe, and I can do whatever I want to. People are tired of seeing Hillary Clinton do whatever she wants to. Rules for me, not for thee. That's what people are tired of. About 37 minutes left in the program, 36 or so. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you didn't hear by now, a judge has basically strikes down a Joe Biden vaccine mandate for healthcare workers in several states. It's like 10 of them. In North Dakota, South Dakota, Nebraska, Wyoming, New Hampshire, Missouri, Kansas, Iowa, Alaska, and Arkansas. Because you have to get a vaccine. It's just, I was talking about this with somebody, I was thinking about this. Remember, right before, about a month and a half before, Cuomo, you know, the governor of New York had to leave. Basically put out there, guess what, folks? This mandate was never really optional. Okay, these vaccines were not really optional. They were 100%, you were going to get them, period. But you guys kind of forced our hand because we were hoping, because that's what they were hoping, that people would just shut up and get the vaccine and not question anything. And now that people aren't doing it, they're like, what do? We thought people would just like be so scared that they would just run and get this thing without even questioning it. Now that there's an old, I'm not a big fan, but there was I loved the conspiracy theory of Jesse Ventura. And there was a lady they talked to, this doctor. My wife showed me the video and I couldn't believe that I forgot about it. And she goes, this is an 09. That they're going to, I don't know when it's going to happen. It could be in a year, 10 years, who knows. They're going to release a bacteria that they're going to try to get the whole world to get a vaccine or vaccinate against this bacteria. And they're going to try to fear you into getting this vaccine. And in it, it's going to make 50% of the world's population sterile. And I've seen many, many, many people talk about how there's precious resources on Earth, that there's too many people using them up way too fast, and they're trying to do something to control the population of planet Earth to keep these things. Because I know, like, granted, it's pretty abundant on Earth. Gold is very rare outside our universe. Helium. One latex balloon filled with helium, this is like several years ago, should be like about 50 pounds, or like $100 for one, because the rarity of it. Outside of Earth, it is very, 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 there are planets five times the size of Earth that are nothing but helium that we could catch it. No need to worry about, we could have more helium than we need for the MRIs and the gas. It'd be super abundant. But, you know, and there's tons of resources, and I've heard from people that the whole point is to control the population because there's precious resources like the Georgia Guidestones, where there's that saying to keep the population to 500 million worldwide. All right, folks, we got good old racist Maxine Waters. Republicans are worse than evil. They display racism all the time because they're so racist. Because they can't defend President Biden and all the crap that's going on. So everything has to be about race. Racism, racism, racism. It's okay, folks. Don't worry. We got Jimmy Carter 2.0, but only 20 times worse. And guess what? Surprise. Yeah, Joe Biden wasn't wearing a mask at an anti- you're racist. You're racist. He's banning travel to Africa and from Africa because of the variant. Oh, you're racist. And they can't defend anything. They don't have any argument. Yeah, Black Lives Matter is kind of like ripping on Thanksgiving, like you're on stolen land. I'm like, if we're on stolen land there, Black Lives Matter, okay, why don't you go back to wherever you're from? Go back to that non-stolen land where you're from. You know, it's amazing how people like Christopher Columbus didn't discover America. They were Native Americans here. You stole their land. Well, I don't see one person that's complaining that we're on stolen land leaving and going back to their native country, wherever it is. What, you know, spending $90 getting a DNA test to find out where they're from, whether it's England, Ireland, Scotland, the Netherlands, Spain, Germany, France, wherever, and going back to that country. To get away from, you know, I don't hear anyone bitching about this being on stolen land saying, yeah, and what have you done to help the Native Americans? What have you done? How have you been there for them? Have you helped? Have you been on their reservations and helped out and been there for them? Have you, I mean, if you're on, you don't sound like you're, are you going to leave? Because this is sacred land. I mean, this is stolen land. They're BML. Then why don't you go somewhere else? Black mud lives on. BML. Makes about as much sense. Black Lives Matter. You're on stolen land. Well, then go back to wherever you're from then. No one's asking you to stay here. Don't bitch about being on stolen land when you don't bitch about being on stolen land when you, buddy, are still here. Kind of like they want freebies until they, if they really knew where that free stuff was coming from. Yeah, basically what I'm doing, buddy, is I'm taking $20 out of your paycheck, giving it to you, but then charging you $40. Kind of like that free interest when you open up a credit card and give $50 towards your purchases. And they hope that you spend way more than that so that they get money back in the interest because you don't pay it off all at once. But then they find out that it's not working because so many people, oh, so I get $50 if I, for free, you know, and people, and you get these, like, savvy people that try to get like the, so I get $50 free when I open up an account towards my first purchase, and they hope that you buy a bunch of stuff and then you pay it off over time and they get that money back in interest, but then you're the person that gets the purchases the minimum amount to get that free $50 and then you pay it off in 1 month so that you have no interest. And you know, and then when they realize everyone does that, and then they, oh, nope, you know, these people, you're on Stored in Hand, how dare you, and why are you here? No one should be complaining to me about being on stolen land, because those people shouldn't be on the stolen land. And what are you doing here? I did that to one person, that's hilarious. He goes, you're on stolen land. I'm like, then what? I should never have to hear this. Excuse me? I said, I'm not complaining about being on stolen land. You are. So you're part of the problem. Understand what I'm saying? If you're bitching at me because I'm caught on stolen land, then what are you doing here? Why don't you go back to whatever country you came from? Russia, Czechoslovakia, England, Germany, France, Spain, Italy, whatever. Chad, Sudan, Egypt, South Africa, wherever. Go back to wherever you're from. If you're complaining that this is stolen land, then why don't you do your part and leave? And say, I'm giving this land back to them by leaving. Not today. 27 minutes left in the program, folks. Thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. I really hope you feel a part of it. And a good Samaritan installs Christmas lights for Iowa man who suffered 2 strokes and a heart attack. That's what this country needs. People that do for others. I remember when my neighbors had keys to our house so they could let us in, or vice versa, we could let them in if they locked themselves out. That's what this country needs. Volunteers helped an Iowa man keep his family's Christmas lights and tradition alive after he suffered 2 strokes and a heart attack battling coronavirus. Yeah, he suffered coronavirus. Yes, some people have no symptoms. Some people have issues. And this is awesome that people made donations and collected and did this. It's what we need more of. We need to help out our neighbors. We need to be there for people. Not, there's so much of me, 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 me. People don't know what like rough is anymore. They don't know what rough is. They don't. Well, I got to choose between an Xbox and a PlayStation. Are you kidding me? Yeah, poor is having one or the other. Rich is having both. No, poor is like, okay, beans and potatoes or beans and rice. Well, unfortunately, the rice would last longer, and I got a way bigger bag for cheaper, so we're going to have beans and rice for a while. Now, I do have $6. So we're gonna go to the Dollar Tree and see what kind of spices we can get for $6, so we can change it up so it's not always the same flavor of beans and rice. That's what doing without is doing without. Not today, Satan. Now people think, they cry and piss and moan because I want an Xbox. Johnny's got an Xbox and a PlayStation. I want both. Back in the day, I wouldn't have cared, brand new, old. If they had like the Nintendo, I'd have taken whatever. That's a used one. Does it work? Okay. Nope. They don't know what it's like. And this is what doesn't get me, because I'm going to get in. This is something that's really huge. I don't know how they can. I've never heard of this, but the Democrat disaster. And the far left is weighing whether to bench Joe Biden in the midterms, overwhelm the president's sinking, because there's overwhelming sinking agenda amid unpopular polling numbers. Dude, you voted for this. You wanted a guy in here that wanted America first gone. You voted for someone that was going to get rid of the pipeline, get rid of pipelines in America, go back to praying that some country like Saudi Arabia or Iran or something will give us oil, sell us oil, going from energy independent to depending on someone else for our oil, having to go through the roof. You voted for this. You wanted this. This is what you pushed. If you don't want this stuff, then you shouldn't have, then you need to sit there and say, okay, do the forensic audits. Oh, yeah, I forgot in Georgia, they've already deleted the screenshots of the voting machines that are legally supposed to be kept for another, like, year. Ditch Joe Biden. Ditch him now. He didn't know what day it is. Don't worry, folks. It's okay. Yeah, when Jack Dorsey stepped down as Twitter CEO, oh, no. Then the Twitter CEO now said, why should I distinguish between white people and racists? Are you kidding me? And he looks like he's Indian. If he's not black, he looks like he's Indian. And his name, I'm not going to try to pronounce his name, man. P-A-R-A-G, capital A-G-R-A-W-A-L. I'm not going to try to pronounce it. It's that he's Indian or something. He's Middle Eastern, Indian, Pakistani, something like that. And you're going to tell me why should I distinguish between white people and racists? Dude, that dude is like, oh my God, that... It's like, you know, I have all the classic, like, when we decorate the tree, I put on records. Yes, I'm a record nerd. And, of course, we're putting in D. Martin. And I'm like losing it. Mom said, what? I said, I can't believe it. I need to go to my safe space. This is baby, it's cold outside. I can't hear. Oh, what do we do? All the humanity. Mom was about losing it. Are you kidding me? Don't worry, folks. Why should I distinguish between white people and racist? Because there's a difference. White people are white, racists are black and liberal. It's funny how you get, like, white people calling out whites as racist. When you get these, like, white liberal politicians that are calling out whites as racist, I'm like, are you kidding me right now? You cannot make this stuff up. It's just funny. It is funny. It's sad but funny, you know, like, I'm telling you what, though, you can't make this stuff up. They used to have that joke magazine, like that news magazine called The Onion. This stuff, you can't make it up when you have white liberals bashing, you know, we got, you know, see, the problem we have is because, see, since I'm a liberal and I'm white, it's okay, folks. It's okay. I'm white and I'm liberal, so I can't be racist. Only white Republicans can be, or conservatives, or anyone that doesn't put black people front and center every 2 and 4 years. Yes, that's right, folks. That's right, folks. You only care about the black people as a liberal every 2 and 4 years. Other than that, don't believe me? Go to Detroit. Go to South Chicago. Go to Los Angeles. Yeah. How are those... How's that? How's that? How's it working for you out there in California? How's it working? Oh, don't worry, folks in Philadelphia. Get rid of that bulletproof glass. That promotes violence. No, I was shot at and robbed, so I put the bulletproof glass up so I could protect myself. It was after I was robbed and shot at that I put it up, not before. Don't give me this crap that the bulletproof glass is promoting or is encouraging violence. It's the other way around. World we live in, folks. It's like wipe before you poop, it don't make sense. But liberals try to make sense out of it. And there are kids that buy this crap. There are so many people that are scared to death. The Casting Crown song, I'll praise you in the storm. You know what that storm is? Whatever God, where does the Bible say that the storm will not come? That the fire will not come. That the persecution will not come at you. It doesn't. But it says, when it comes, you will be able to withstand it. Faith of a mustard seed. From a God that can move mountains. Everyone feared David. And no, they didn't. They feared Goliath. He had a brass helmet and shields and everything and swords, and he was feared. With everything the Israelites went through, and they're going to fear on what God got them through, but God's not bigger than Goliath. David knew who his God was and what he had brought him through, and took a stone and flung it at the Philistine and hit him in the head, and he fell to the ground. I think my pastor said it best, and I so a whole 1,000,000% agree. We had a big falling out. For some reason, COVID came, and everyone's like, we didn't have a God that had the faith of a mustard seed that can move mountains. Magically, Goliath was bigger than David. COVID was bigger than God. Okay, folks. And what really infuriates me is we have churches that, yeah, we're gonna have extra services. Now, like, I grew up in a Catholic church, so I grew up where you have a 6 o'clock service, an 8 o'clock service, 9:30 and like a 9:30 or 10 and like an 11. And let me tell you, every one of them is packed, full, like 1,000+ people in every service. It's not like there's that you go to, it's like one group of people that go to a mall and say, oh, we're going to spread these services out. We're going to have more than one service, you know, that way we can spread people out. That way, you know, we're going to, like, we do communion once a month, and when we do that, this is how we receive. This is what we do. This is how we do. We're going to, you know, what we're going to do is we're going to have like a, we're going to put like the wine or the juice up front, and we're going to put the host up here, and each one person at a time, keeping 6 feet, you know, you're going to go out and grab one, and please try to only grab one. Don't try to touch and put it back, you know, because we don't want to cross some campaign and get people, you know, so please make sure your masks are on at all times. And until, when you're ready to have communion, put it down, do it, and then put the mask right back up, you know, because, you know, COVID is bigger than God, and we need that. We need to remind you of that, you know. I mean, we got to social distance, all this stuff, because God is not bigger than COVID. COVID's bigger than God. What? Wait, no. Show me where in the Bible it says that God is smaller than COVID or... No. David was bigger than Goliath because he knew who he had protecting him and what got him through all his trials. The Bible is yes and amen. But for somewhere along this line, we've lost it. And everyone's like, oh, this COVID is so bad. And, oh, no, what I think it is, hey, look, I'm getting more money sitting on my butt than I would be if I was working, so I'm just going to keep it going. Yeah, this new variant, oh, I'm even more scared, boss. I think we need to, I don't know if I can come in, man. This, I know it's in Africa right now. Well, how do you know it's not here? I mean, you can't tell me it's not, no. And they just try to melt the clock. They try to milk it for everything it's worth. I mean, more people die in Australia from all these other issues. One of the least deadly things in Australia, the very least deadly, is COVID. But they have people so paranoid and panicked. New South African doctor, well, not new, but like this new variant, they're saying it's not really showing any signs of anything major. It's not bad at all. And people are probably like, no way. Dang it. Like, no, I want it to be so bad so we have to lock down again that I can just get paid to sit on my butt. Funny because as Jack Dorsey resigns as CEO of Twitter, he's probably going to make, you know, stock jumps. But the guy he reports, it's kind of like going from like a Nancy Pelosi to like a Kamala Harris, you know, there's no difference. And he's probably got billions of dollars. I mean, I'd hate to know how much he's worth. I mean, just think of like some of these YouTube people, these YouTube sensationalists or these like YouTubers and how much money they make. If this guy's making like $1 million plus a year, what is the CEO of YouTube making? If all these YouTubers make the money they make, because I've seen one guy had like 59,000 subscribers, and at this time, that was years and years ago, he did guitar videos, and he goes, I make like $2,500 a month from advertising and this and that. That was back in the day. Who knows what you can get now or whatever. But the person that got in place, it's no different. You think they're going to like, this new dude's going to let Trump in or do anything or be, no, he's probably going to be worse. But I got about 9 minutes left in the program or so. And, you know, that's what's wrong with this world, you know. Like a Washington Post, published by a far-left Washington Post, there's an op-ed where this doctor is coming out saying that they're warning about this transgender industry and how reckless and endangering it is to the kids. Because you're basically saying, okay, at 6 years old, you can decide if you want to be a boy or girl or whatever. They say very few people, and I'm talking very, 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 very small snippet of population in this country that says, hey, I think I'm a girl even though I was born a boy, that wants to be the opposite sex. Very few of them does it survive. They end up committing suicide because, okay, They thought they were this, and it's a temporary little thing. See, God knows. God made you. You are a child of the one true King. When you look down and you say, okay, I'm a man, and I look at my wife and I know she's a woman, it's how it is. You know, in this whole world of, oh, how dare a two-year-old needs to, we're going to let our two-year-old decide its gender. Or we're going to choose for it. There's some, yeah, I wanted a girl, even though it's a boy. Yeah, I'm giving her hormones because it's a girl. Those people should have the kids taken away from them. It's sickening. Going on, because I follow Kirk Cameron's Yeah, I need a new mic stand. But yeah. But Campfire Revival, yeah. Kurt saw now and it's like, hey, I don't listen to him, so I'll probably catch it at some point. Read the Bible or whatever, just take it easy. It was a long, long day today and a long weekend, but I'm going to tell you something real quickly. It's kind of cool. I was at a storage unit and getting our stuff out because we put stuff in, get our Christmas stuff out. And next thing I know, out of nowhere, it was like, what do? Going through stuff. Got what I needed. I need to put WD-40 on the lock because it's kind of getting old. And it's been outside for a while. And if you don't know, WD-40 stands for water displacement, and 40 is the 40th try before they got it right. And I'm driving around, and I see this, like, open up thing, and it says, free. I'm like, free? And I saw books, and I got an 1868 or 1886, like, Liverpool College book. It's like lower college. I got like a bunch of 18th century stuff. You ever see the Christmas Carol? Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol. We got a whole set of his books. I want to look up one because we got a 1961 book that is a Dr. Seuss. And if it's this one Dr. Seuss that came out in 1961 and it's the first issue, might be worth something. But we found an 1863 Bible. We found a Common Prayer book that was from 1893, I think it is. And then like an Old Testament from 18... I think it's an Old or a New Testament. I forget which one. And it's from like 1895 and 1893. I don't know if it was the Common Prayer or the Old or New Testament. But yeah, it was like really cool. And I'm fascinated by old books. It's history, and we need to keep it alive. And some of them, we found some old 1968 Thomas Jefferson stamps. They're like 30 cents. I can buy them brand new, 20 cents used. But still, they're really cool. And like an old photo, I want to see if I can try to find out who it is. Because it's like when they would put like the photo and attach it to the back of like the old black and white, and attach it to the black of a piece of paper and have like the photographer name and everything on it. So, but yeah, I'm fascinated, especially those old Bibles. I mean, a lot of these books are going to be more valuable to me than I could. I don't expect to get anything for any of these. If I did. No, if I was offered $100 for any of these, I'd probably be like, yeah, I don't know. Because that'd probably be, to me, more, it's like the history. You know, if it's someone that's really into them and really, oh, yeah, I do, I collect. Because that's one thing I've thought about doing. And when you do stuff, I always, I'm a believer in what, is it my will or is it God's will? And it'd be cool to do like a museum of like Bibles and do like a history of like and have like from today all the way going back as far back, hey, this was one when you would have been persecuted for having a Bible, and this is, you know, there are people in other countries where they have like pieces of paper, you know. If the Bible is so not true or not real and God isn't real, then why do they persecute people that believe it? Why don't they laugh at them? You know, what are they afraid of? They're afraid of the truth. But I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. We'll hope you feel a part of. God is good every day, and every day God is good. They'll never forget that, folks. Yes, I'm a believer, and there is a little thing called a dial. You know, you can click out if you don't believe, and if you don't, just got one thing for you, folks. I live a great life no matter what. If you're right, so why not live the great life? If you're wrong, you're going to be in hell and all live in eternity in heaven. You know, I pray for everyone, you know. But I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. I hope you feel a part of, and God's working miracles. We're standing up. Stuff's going our way. You know, with all these vaccine mandates getting shut down, it's only a matter of time before, like, when what's going to happen? They got Obamacare down our throats. I have a feeling they're going to try to figure out how they can get this snake down our throats, too. So, folks, I want to thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being there. Thank you for waking up. Remember, folks, don't forget, with a firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. All those people stood on the rampart to keep that flag up for a reason. Don't let that flag fall down. God bless you all. Good night and goodbye.